Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
We have Geneva. Hello, friends. Dorinda's back. So is my zest for life. We're here talking Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
All right. What is your first three, 1 out of 10 for the first three episodes?
I'd give it like an 8.
Solid.
I think I enjoyed the other one a little bit more. I think there's the time that has lapsed between a lot of these women being on screen, you can kind of feel it a little bit.
It's more desperado.
If there was no Dorinda, I'd give it a 3. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, without Dorinda is the show.
Phaedra.
But without Dorinda's nuttiness, her scheduling, her and the butler, her flipping out on everybody. You don't have a show.
Is Marco's cast? Marco's not. He's a fresh person in this house. That's why she's.
Yes.
I think he's like the blonde guy from the other one.
Exactly. Like the French dude.
I guess it's a very interesting point why they are publicly, like, it's not a behind the scenes producer just producing it. Why do they have these butlers that are part of the show?
So they get abused.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. Like Dorinda, when Dorinda said, when the lady of the manor is here, you are present and you take notes. I'm like, I love this shit.
I would say 8. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're on the same page.
Because the only thing is, I would love to see Dorinda. I don't like that Dorinda automatically feels like the leader because it's her home. I would like all even playing field.
Yes.
And I'm not down with the Bluestone Manor shtick.
Yeah.
And I do like seeing the confessional with the creepiness. And I feel like Brandy, it becomes the Brandy show a little bit.
Okay. What's happening with her face? What's happening between her eyes? What is that? That was not there before. It's like a crater in her face. It's so distracting.
It's built up filler and shit, probably.
Is that what it is?
It's growing like up with your body, with your
like
face.
It's like dented in by her
bad
eyes.
Bad plastic surgery and a mix of alcoholism.
Yeah. She's
smoking.
She is
other things.
Constantly sad.
Bad energy.
She just gives, I just don't like her on TV. It makes me uncomfortable. She's like not a happy person and she's not healthy.
And she's had no growth.
None.
Her poor kids. I don't like to see kids joke with their moms about being shit faced. No kids want that. I don't care. It's not funny.
No. When Phaedra said, Kenya said she's batshit crazy. And if Kenya says you're crazy, you're batshit about Brandy. It's like, that is, I don't know.
And Kenya's got it together anyway, but right.
Yeah.
And this is, I always was really pro Brandy in the Eddie Cibrian, Leanne Rimes shtick.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The way that she is, I honestly, if he stays together with Leanne Rimes doesn't seem like she's shit-faced 24/7, drinks a bottle of wine for dinner every night.
No.
Can you blame Eddie? I think it's always been this way with her. And I
think 100%.
I can understand now why you would get the hell out of there.
Yeah. It's not. It's
her kids seem okay, but
they do.
It seems like it's just sad. Yeah. And she does say the truth. Sorry, jumping around so much. When Dorinda said, I don't want to be irrelevant. And then she said, oh, you want to be a housewife. That was true.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the way that Dorinda phrased it is she was on pause, which is hilarious.
Which maybe could be the case for one special circumstance. Possibly.
I feel like she did get a pause and that they would have brought her back. However, I think on this show, you're seeing the same concerning trends, which is like a real drinking problem.
Yeah.
She's getting shitty wasted every one of these episodes and going on her classic like Dorinda rants and like, do I love to see it? Yes. But I think like she is not, whatever is happening, still happening because she doesn't seem different. Does she seem different to
no.
you?
No. It's almost more angry because she's on pause and more depressed
yeah.
throughout the time yeah. that the more time goes on, the more that. And I don't think Real Housewives of New York would have failed with Dorinda. I really don't.
I feel the same way. I mean, just when you see.
Maybe she would have taken a turn.
She's cracking that lobster. Her fingers are all fucking in it. And she's shoving it into Phaedra's face. It's like, who are you?
Can you imagine?
She's nuts in the best way possible. But like the best part about Dorinda to me is she doesn't think she's ridiculous, which always to me makes a great housewife. You're absolutely preposterous, but she would never be like, oh, I know I'm being ridiculous, because like she believes everything she does is like the right thing to do.
I would like to see it on without her being the leader.
Yeah. Cause even, I mean, yeah, she is kind of taking the
lead. But you can't blame it because it's her house. Yeah.
But my question would be, who would it be if they were all in Turks and Caicos? She would still do that.
She would still be the leader, but she wouldn't have as much like, this is my fucking house and deep down inside.
Right.
I still love it, but that's my only request.
I mean, when her and Vicky got into the vax thing, the way, like, if she hadn't been drunk, her argument would have been so much more effective. But the fact that she was wasted and like,
and still effective.
I mean, it was, I just loved it. When she said afterwards, she was like, you know, it's fine. I'll let it go. But what I'm starting to think is that Vicky and I are not like minds in many areas. Oh. I was like, that's exactly what this tells you, right? Like, I love that analysis. It's like, exactly.
She's not like minds with, you know, I mean, you or I, and it's showing it more and more and more. And I would never want Vicky back. See, I'd still deal with drunk Dorinda, but I would not want Vicky back.
No, me either.
And it's killing the temper for me too.
Did you hear them like in the side when this all was going on? She was like, follow the money. And then Eva's like, the vaccine is free. It's like those Fox News talking points are coming out of her mouth that like don't even make sense. We're like, what the fuck are you even saying?
I can't wear this mask.
It's like, oh my God.
I can't breathe in this mask.
Everybody with the mask. Oh, I get sleepy when I'm wearing the mask.
Is it really that dramatic?
Fucking relax.
My kids wore a mask in kindergarten for 8 hours a day.
Right.
And they lived. Bitch this much. They dealt with it.
There are moments.
It is killing communities. The way that Vicky said that. And we're also moved another 6 months, a year, wherever this was. I wish that they would have given us this in the height of the vaccine battles, because, you know, we've moved on so much, but
yeah,
it's better for all of us because it doesn't make my blood boil as much.
I know. It's like, it's almost, but just, yeah, the whole vibe of it. And Vicky, like, there are moments where I enjoy her. Like when Eva comes up to her and says, you're everything. And she's like, I don't know who she is. I find that kind of like, there are moments where I appreciate
Vicky.
I don't
like that. I am the opposite, but.
Yeah, there are moments where I'm like, haha, this is why Vicky wasn't a housewife. But there, overall, there is a sad vibe to her and Tamara. Tamara's chest looks 100 and her face looks like it's
starting. She's wearing the suit jacket. I feel bad. And it's depressing because if she's got all the plastic surgery and she works out like a freak, you can't beat Mother Time.
No, you can't. And just like, I don't know, like an old sadness.
It is. Tamara's really depressing. I agree.
Yeah. And
them together doesn't help. They should not be together. They're too much of a clique.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have Vicky, though. I see what you mean by the, oh, I don't know who she is. All the rest of Vicky is just made me. I just can't stand her so much. Like the love tank, charming, annoying Vicky is completely gone for me. And I wouldn't have known it. It was like going back to an old boyfriend.
And be like, oh,
forget
it's not
why
the
I
same.
Hate him yes. so much.
And, you know, I almost feel the opposite about like, I mean, I always loved Phaedra, but, you know, the shit with Candy was a little sketch. But honestly, Eva is the one that's coming out the best for me. I'm really enjoying Eva in a way
adorable.
That I didn't when she was on Housewives. She seems like much
she's very
fresher.
America Next Top Model. Eva Pigford coming back to play.
Yes. I don't know. Eva's aging well on the show.
She's not a drunk.
No,
she's adorable. She's
smoking weed.
She loves weed.
Also looks like she's smoking cigarettes.
It makes sense. But, you know, she was pregnant. They kind of caught her at a bad time on Housewives because
she's pregnant,
a new
back-to-back.
Mom pregnant. Right. It's like such a blur of life.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. On the flip side, I think
she is fun.
Jill when they said the QVC thing. And then when you notice it, it's hilarious. Like Jill is so much. She's just so extreme. She never stops.
She's not needed.
No, she's definitely not needed because I think
I felt bad for her. She should have started from the beginning walking in. It just felt like it threw the whole vibe off.
That was terrible. It made me feel very uncomfortable. Like I did not like that at all. It reminded me of like they flashed back to it. Reminded me of that.
Why would
scene.
Jill do that to herself again?
I don't know.
And nobody can get up because you're getting a pedicure.
Right. And it seems like no one cares about her either. Like no one wants to be friends with her. You don't see her talking to anybody. She's like in the background, just making
very
comments.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Jill goes on. Jeff Lewis live a lot and she comes across great there. She's seems like a great mom and everything, but I feel she was the most cheated housewife.
Yeah.
Taken away from us too soon. She's taken too soon because she could, she was great. There was no reason for her to be gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's aged well.
She looks great. Yeah. She looks good. I mean, Dorinda still looks good to me. Not like we haven't seen her in 5 years.
She's so drunk though. She doesn't ever seem sober.
I know she doesn't.
And there's such a darkness about her. Brandy seems like a troubled person who seems like she's been through so much, like a past lives are still haunting her or something. But Dorinda seems like an evil witch, doesn't she? I love Dorinda, but there's really
she's the show for me, but she's also like, I'm concerned. Like I was the last season she was on Housewives where it's like, she seems drunk again. Like, I think I wrote like 4 times in my notes, she seems drunk again. Like, she's always seemed out. And even when she's going to bed, she's like, I'm going to bed. And, like, got her glasses on. Like she's going to drunkenly watch TV for 3 hours. I don't know. There's like,
she's got to battle the lasagnas and she's got to,
okay. All right.
Oh, this and is, when they're playing the game, when they're playing the games, we'll go back to the lasagna. If they were at her house, would she have caused, does she think she has to run the games and everything when they, that question was dark and weird, asking about someone's father when they start playing the question game.
Well, that's the question, a fit. It's like she made the question. It's the game.
Right. I could see both ways. Like Dorinda could have said, oh, whatever her excuse was.
Dorinda wants everybody bowing down. Like at every moment. I hate it. I am a schedule person, but if I'm stuck at somebody's house for 12 days, I don't want 12 days of schedules. Leave me the fuck alone. Like, I don't like that vibe at all. Like, so I think she's like, she's trying to create an experience, but it's also coming across a little dictatorship. Like,
yeah. So what were you gonna say about the lasagna?
I was disgusted by both of them.
Nasty.
They both looked horrific. And when Dorinda said she uses cottage cheese in her lasagna, I almost fucking vomited. That is, and she said something like she strains the cottage cheese, which is even worse to me.
Gross.
Secondly, lemon. When I watched Brandy squeeze that lemon in there and then be like, oh, somebody's going to get a seed. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't want those two drunk slops cooking food. She's licking fingers. I wouldn't want someone's fingers in my food either. I wouldn't be able to eat it.
And she was serving, like licking and this is yours. It's like, I don't know you like that.
I don't know anyone like that.
Yeah.
I don't, not even my mom.
I don't, my grandmother was like that. She was always
grosses
just,
me out.
It was a lot.
No, I can't do it. I can't, my food can't be messed with.
Not like, I can't see it. I can't see it. That happen.
I have to, even, I know lasagna's sloppy and things are made with hands and stuff. No. I can get past it.
They both look disgusting. Neither were finished on the top. Like I need a crisp on the cheese.
Yeah.
I don't need like, oh God. And even
a nice lasagna should not need such a, it should use two spatulas then.
And if it starts with, hey, how does this beef smell to you? I'm fucking out. I am fully out. Don't even try to serve that shit to me. I will not.
I don't trust Brandy cooking anything either.
No, she's too slovenly. There's just a lack.
She's pilled out, right?
Class to her, just from feet to toe, from words that come out of her mouth to the way she walks. That I just like.
It's not fun.
Never liked. It's not fun. It's sad.
It's like watching her slap LVP. It's not funny.
No.
There's no charm to it.
Yeah.
For some reason, nasty old Dorinda has some charm.
She does.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And even when Dorinda was getting pissed at Jill for like caring about Vicky or whatever, she's like, I mean, enough. Just leave her in there. What are you giving shit? One rotten apple ruins the whole barrel. Like, I'd love, she's just so ridiculous. I do have a soft spot for Dorinda.
I know.
The way I don't for Brandy.
No,
I don't know why.
Brandy's sad. Yeah. But at this point, grow up. It would be nice to see Brandy be sober and she would thrive. She doesn't need to be shit faced all the time. I'm surprised she hasn't killed someone in a DUI accident. Surprised there hasn't been something severe happened the way she lives her life.
Me too. I don't like it at all. And there's just, again, there's like a sadness and a desperation to her. Like, she wants to be loved, but talks shit to everybody. And like, she just can't figure it out. Like, she can't figure out how to be like, when she was talking to Taylor, the way her approach in that whole situation
was so
fucked up. It was like maddening to me that she was saying, "It was a worse year of my life for me," when a woman is literally telling you she was battered to the point of when her husband walked into the door, her new husband, she flinched.
It's insane.
That's horrifying. And like, you can't shut the fuck up for 2 seconds and let a woman tell her story who was abused.
And we
like,
all watched that you know how many season. Years? We're all still scarred from Taylor's relationship.
And how many years of life that was, and you have not progressed at all, that you can't approach this woman in a different way.
And look at what Taylor's been through and how she's grown. Yeah. Right.
I love, I can't believe Taylor we're reliving together.
The Russell I know. Talk though. Crazy. It's like, I want to block that out of my brain. It's so Me sad, too. But I Me do too. Like Taylor as a housewife. She's great.
And I like her. I like seeing her and Eva together and just their vibe and like having a real conversation. That's what I liked about the first Ultimate Girls Trip that I feel like so far is missing, which is like seeing them bond on similar like lived experiences, including housewives. They haven't really done that on this one yet.
That is cute. That's why Tamara and Vicky almost ruined the show, because there's such a bond that it takes Vicky to go to the hospital for Tamara to, I don't know. And Tamara's playing a game. This isn't it. We're not here to play games, Tamara. Just be authentic. You don't know how to be. That's why you sit there and pull someone aside and say, "Oh, you're being nice to Brandy. Why are you being?" We're not here for that. We're here just to have a girls trip, to have fun. This isn't right.
Yeah, no, I agree. I would. It's, I almost feel like they maybe miscast this group a little bit. I'm interested to see how it plays. And I love it, but it's
interesting. I'm loving it. I love watching it because
no, it was fun.
The mix of women.
Yes.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah. Like, it's just like they didn't quite figure out what they were doing, because if they were truly bringing back like all old housewives, like from a while ago, you kick out Vicky and Tamara, you bring back some like season 1, 2, 3 people, same with Dorinda goes, and you bring like, I don't know, an Alex McCord or like a Kelly Bensimone. Like, you bring
I think
it's like you either go fully irrelevant or you go fully relevant. And
I don't
like
want
fell in between
all them. Irrelevant, because I do need a headliner. I need a Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Like, I see what you mean, but I think I love that they have Dorinda, but I almost feel like they fired Dorinda or put her on pause, but then they bring her back in. They can see.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you want, Bravo? So maybe she really is on pause, and good for Dorinda to not be like, "I hate you guys, I'm not doing it." And the flashback where she's on Real Housewives of New York. I had never seen that, really, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where she's, there is more. When we first met Dorinda, it was like she didn't give a shit about anything. And now you see that she kind of wants to be famous, and she is a hobnobber.
You do see that, I think, through this show.
And I'd love to see Vicky suffer without Tamara. That's just my one thing.
Yes.
I don't think they need a Tamara. It would have been fun to see Vicky have to try to make friends with somebody. She doesn't have to now.
No. And I need Vicky to get a spray tan or something. Her face is like too pale. She's rolling in too sick right after having COVID. It's a real like,
why is she there right after having COVID? And she's brokenhearted
and
from her dumb relationship.
Right. Crazy. Crazy.
And how do we not know? Yeah, you might. How do we not know? It doesn't linger a little bit. It's freaky. I loved Phaedra's reaction. Like, she's coughing all over the place.
I love Phaedra. Phaedra's little, her confessionals and her little interviews are great. I'm
dropping crystals out in front of Target of her vagina.
And then I met a man and we had 3 dates, but then I found out he was worshiping the devil. I loved that.
Phaedra, though, she paid the ultimate price for what she did. So people who are like, "Don't forget about Phaedra," what she did was awful and terrible, but you can't deny she's doesn't make you laugh. I don't know.
Great. She looks great. Her different hairs. I love seeing her kids. They're so old.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. What else?
The coffee psychic thing. I wonder if Vicky had the psychic when she said, I do believe the psychic now, ever since she told Ramona that she was being cheated on, her relationship was going to end, when I really never thought it would. I always thought Mario and her were sketchy, and I thought they were sleeping with, my bet would have been that Sonia would have slept with him. Yeah. And I'm sorry, Sonia, but that's what I always thought was going to happen. Uh-huh. But Sonia really is a girl's girl. But when she said Vicky has bad health, I think Vicky had a start uterine cancer or some type of, so maybe she was talking about the, I don't know if that already had been dealt with, or maybe she thought she's still sick with the stuffy nose or the, I don't know, but I would like, I'd love to have a real, I would love that, to have a little coffee reader.
Did you see her when she
spray the perfume so people smell it?
I thought that too. How about though, when the coffee later was done, she's like, oh, and you heard the producer was like, are you okay? Just like, God, God help you all or something. If she was leaving.
Vicky going to urgent care. Just go home, Vicky. This show has made me hate Vicky.
Yeah.
That's what I leave the three episodes with.
Yeah. It's a bad look.
I don't appreciate Brandy and the table of women laughing about lesbians and their eyebrows. It came across very weird. If it was a bunch of straight men joking around about a gay guys, it would come across. And I guess Jersey gets away with that a little bit, but it's odd. What are we laughing about? You can't look at a woman's eyebrows and say she's gay. It's just very ignorant and bigoted. I don't know. I guess I know it's a joke, but it just kept going on, and it wasn't just like, and to say that to someone's husband,
that's so offensive.
The chef, and say, is she a lesbian? Yeah, it's not weird. Funny.
No, it's very odd.
Comes across like a homeless person in front of 7-Eleven vibes.
There's always been like a service issue with these women. Like, they treat people who serve them terribly.
It's really crazy.
Oh, I also loved just randomly that Brandy's on a pullout couch. That's like, that's where she belongs. Imagine spending a week at 45 on a bed with a crank in the middle of it, like a giant bar.
No. I'd be pissed. Either we're staying somewhere where everyone gets a nice king size bed. If I'm going to deal with this and I'm shit faced and I'm falling asleep, I guess that's where she belongs, because she doesn't know where she's sleeping. She could sleep on the bathroom floor.
Right.
But that's what I thought at first. I don't remember all these women having a room with the housewives. I don't want to sleep at the Bluestone Manor. No. I don't want to go to the Bluestone Manor. I've seen it. I know exactly what it is.
Yeah. I agree. It's also just a little,
I don't think it looks that nice. It looks like
it feels like you're in Johnny Depp's house or something. You know, there's like a weird, like it's just feels like right underneath the surface. If you lifted up a rug, it'd be like the floor would be falling apart or something. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like opulent to me.
I love Phaedra saying, who the hell is Richard?
That's great.
Oh, and Dorinda, there's no gray in my life. I love how crazy she is, though.
She's great. I really do love Dorinda.
At first, Dorinda, I know this is becoming the Dorinda show, but she's just such a powerhouse. When we first were introduced to her, she seemed glamorous. Now she just comes across eccentric because she's rich.
Yeah.
With these glasses and the TikToks and things.
Yeah, I do not like looking at her.
Will she ever come back?
I don't know.
I think this hurts her chances.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. I love it, but.
Right.
It shows how. Like, maybe she needed to really try to get it together.
She did need to try to get it together. That's what's most concerning to me, is like, she did not. She is the same as she was her last season. Like, very volatile, flipping out over nothing, little drunk, little pilly. You know,
I wonder if she's getting a better edit because she's the leader of this trip.
I wonder.
And she can keep it together. If she was
in
a random place, would she be more like Brandy?
Right.
I don't know. What's the difference between her and Sonia being drunk?
Right. All good questions.
She's just nicer.
I love it. So what now? We get one episode a week?
I don't know.
All right.
But I love it. I would rather get rid of all the regular housewives
and
for the rest of my life, just rotate these women.
Yeah, 100%.
It gives you everything that you want from housewives.
And it gets rid of a lot of the shit we hate. Like the fake stuff, the shop. I mean, there's some shopping
or
whatever.
Puts them in a pressure cooker and it's everything we want.
Yes, exactly. I couldn't agree more.
I just love it. It might not come across that way from the conversation. I was enthralled. No. I love it.
I loved it. I found it interesting, I guess, is what I'd say. Like, interesting group, interesting.
My eyes are glued to the screen I'm watching it, but it's not like that for Real Housewives.
No, definitely not. All right, guys, guess what? We'll be back. We love you.